Hello, everybody. Lisa Minini here with Accelerate Associates, and welcome everyone, all the Success Circle members. And I especially want to do a shout out to all of our new Success Circle members. You are on the Business Accelerator call, which happens every second Tuesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I just want to welcome you. The purpose of the Business Accelerator call is to dive a little bit deeper into the Entrepreneurial Edge system. And then we take a piece of that and dive a little bit deeper. And today it's going to be all about lead generation, which I'm really excited. And before I introduce my guest, I also want to give you some updates and just heads up on things that are coming up. Remember, August 28th is the bestseller profit system. The bestseller profit system. So if you have a book in you and you've never implemented it yet, you definitely want to be on in this program. The bestseller profit system, just go into the Accelerated Success Institute on my website at accelerateassociates.com. Just click on the Accelerated Success Institute and go to bestseller profit system and join us, register for that. It's really... it really shows you how to self-publish your book to the bestsellers list. And I promise you will get on the bestsellers list. And one important thing that I also discuss during the program is how you can profit long-term from your book. I just got a call the other day from a client who has gone through the program, and he has got a multi-million dollar contract in the works right now by what he's learned in the bestseller profit system. So I'm so excited about that. So you can too, so feel free to join that. And if you haven't yet joined us for the Wire to Win program, if you haven't registered yet, you may want to do that right away, probably today. You want to register for that if you haven't already, and get your own hardwiring report. Really understand how to create your business model in alignment with who you are. Understand how people want to give and receive their information so that you can be more effective in sales. So again, the Wire to Win program starts this week, so make sure that you you get registered for that. And again, in the Accelerated Success Institute. And let's get started. I want to introduce my very, very special guest, who is an absolute jewel when it comes to lead generation. And she worked on mine, and as I've explained, that lead generation system, which is still in place today, creates continuous leads and pre-qualifies folks. It's just been amazing. Jane Birch, who is the web marketing wizard and lead generation expert, she is the founder of Marketing Monsoon and the creator of the More Clients Alliance. Now, the More Clients Alliance, what is that? It's the only online membership program of its kind that walks you through step by step how to do your own customized lead generation system. Now, Jane got started with internet marketing to promote her own business consulting and coaching practice in 2006. She's developed a unique, and I do mean unique and powerful, lead generation process that has helped her clients automatically fill their pipeline. In fact, it has a component in it that I have not seen on any lead generation systems. Jane is a highly sought after presenter on the subjects of online lead generation, getting ROI from your URL, and manifesting solid leads from thin air. So Jane, welcome to the Success Circle.
Hi, Lisa. Really happy to be
good
here.
To have you. Yeah, it's good to have you here. And I love always talking about lead generation with you, because you're always coming up with something new. And I know you're always in the latest, you've always done the latest research, and that's what I appreciate most about you.
Thank you.
Let's review first, because we have folks that really are masterful. You know, some of my successor school members are masterful at lead generation. Others are just getting started. And so tell us a little bit about what is a lead generation system?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I talk about online lead generation, sometimes people you know, think of some of these websites that are link farms, you know, like you just flip a switch and it kind of feeds you names of people that you can then call. You know, basically you're still making a cold call. But what I'm talking about and what we do is to create a custom system that is really your own. And it means getting the attention. It helps you get the attention of the people that you really want to work with. So it's targeted and present, you know, and then it gives you the opportunity to present them with something that they are interested in that would help them kind of part with their name and their email address, you know. sometimes we call it an ethical bribe. But, you know, it's really an opportunity for people to really raise their hand and say, yeah, I'm really interested in what you do. So, and that leads to getting them on your list so that you can follow up with them automatically. So we set it up so that all those three things are all happening automatically.
So that's great.
That's the essence of a lead generation system.
So what are the steps that folks can take to generate leads online?
Well, you know, as I started to create the Marketing Monsoon system and the More Clients Alliance, I really want, and this is along the lines of, you know, some of what you teach in the Entrepreneurial Edge, is, you know, to think about it as a system. Like, what are the steps that you would take in order to get the result of leads into your pipeline? So there are three things that I've identified over the years that seem to, you know, just, you know, it never changes. You know, we have to do these things. And the first one is to be visible. You know, so there's lots of ways to be visible. You know, it could be visible by, you know, in fact, I have a story that I tell about being visible by having a newspaper article written about me. And, you know, that brought me a lot of business. But today, you know, it's not it's important to be in the newspaper because people are going online to get a lot of the information that they're looking for. So techniques to become visible to your target market online, that's the first step. And the second step is to have a mechanism that will, you know, allow people to get connected, you know, to engage with you. And that's the lead capture mechanism that can be, it can be on a website, it can be on your current website, it can be on a, you know, page. And Lisa, when you and I worked together, we set up a page that was dedicated to lead generation. So that's only thing that went on that page. Today, I mean, these things, like you said, they're, you know, the cutting edge right now is to get, you know, to capture leads with the telephone number. So I know you and I have done some of that too, especially when you're speaking.
I've got a great story about that.
Sure.
I've got a great story. So I'm getting my hair cut and right on the mirror, at my hairdresser station, right at the mirror, it says, text this number and get instant savings. Right. And I was curious, and I said, hey, hairdresser, what is this? She goes, they just put those on this morning. I don't know. I said, well, why don't I text it? and I got an instant savings, right? So that day, whatever it was, $5 off. But and here's the thing. I know that they're looking for my phone number, right? And they're looking for my information so that they can text me and do group texts and things like that. What's great about that, though, it was instant, and that's what you're talking about, is what can you give them to get that information from
them? So the first step is getting found, but once they find you, they go, oh, okay, that's nice, you know, I found you. But you, in order for them to be your lead, they need to connect with you in a meaningful way that really gives that they're giving you permission. So that texting or the putting their email and name into a form on a website are all examples of ways in which you capture them, but they're also giving you permission, because once they've opted in, then you have their permission you know, implicitly to continue to market to them. So, yeah, there's less, there's more and more of the texting.
Mm-hmm.
That it's also possible to call a phone number,
mm-hmm.
and leave your name and email address. That's another way to subscribe. So there's, you know, there's a number of different ways that people can get into your list, but that's really the, you know, the second step is having that kind of automated system that you don't have to be, you know, taking the business card and, you know, taking their name and their email and their phone number and all of that and adding that into your database and then having to, you know, follow up manually with them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the first step really is to be visible. You want to be online. Mm-hmm. You want to be visible. You want to get in front of your ideal clients. The second step is
to capture their information or get them to opt mm-hmm. in to your information. So there's a number of things that you can give away. So part of the step is deciding, you know, who,
what to give away.
You know, what to give away, you know, what your target market is going to be most interested in. For some people, it's answering questions, you know, that they're, you know, they're dying to have answered. You know, they're, mm-hmm. I mean, when people are going on the internet, they're not necessarily, at least at first, looking for things to buy. They're looking for answers to mm-hmm. their problems and to their questions. So being visible is, a lot about, you know, knowing who, and we're kind of getting into some more of the details of these steps, but to say being visible is more about knowing who you're trying to reach, what do they need? You know, who are they?
Right.
What do they need? What are the problems that they need solving, and how can you solve them in a unique way so that when you come to devising an offer, when you've already got that information, you have a better idea of the kinds of, you know, whether it's information like a PDF or a coupon. You know, a lot of people see a lot of businesses offer discounts or mm-hmm. things, their services for free, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so there's
yeah.
lots of different things that you can do to entice people. So it's not just about, you know, I mean, you don't want to give away something that's really unrelated to your business. The whole idea is that they're getting to sample.
Right, right.
You know, they're getting
third,
to know you.
What's the third step?
Sure. So the third step is, you know, once they're on your list, I mean, it's not going to turn into business because they're really just a lead at this point. So the third step is to follow up.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, you know, that's just a basic principle of business. But a lot of times what happens is we get so overwhelmed doing the networking, actually doing the business, you know, the work of our business, that we've either don't have time or we forget, or maybe we don't even know how to keep in contact. And it's the follow-up that really turns those leads into clients.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Part of the follow-up is that...
Mm-hmm.
And part of that follow-up, it comes immediately in the lead generation systems that I build for folks and have built for myself and for you. Part of that follow-up comes immediately. Once they put their name and their email address in there, they immediately go to a page that asks them a question. What's on the top of your mind? What's most important to you about this topic that we're now talking about, you and I?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what do you most want to know about building your business? Or
so let's talk about that, you know, that mm-hmm. Not only about the follow-up, but let's talk about becoming visible online. Let's dive mm-hmm. a little bit deeper into what does that mean to become visible online, because you and I have both seen the broadcasts, right? That people
right.
just do broadcasts. But you know, that's, and, you know, and some people think it's just about social media. So share with us what people need to do to become visible online.
Lisa, first of all, you need to make sure that you're approaching it from the right mindset. So marketing used to be more like advertising, more like, you know, broadcasting, like putting your... you know, hurling your Earl, you know, everywhere, just having it everywhere, you know, so, like a billboard, you know, having your website up, you know, is kind of like having a billboard. And unless you've done the work ahead of time of, you know, being really targeted about it, it's like having a billboard in the middle of a field, you know, where there's no mm-hmm. traffic,
right.
you know. So being visible means really getting in front of the right audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like networking. I mean, you want to go to the groups where your target market is also going to be there. So finding the right audience and getting in the conversation. So that can be in a number of places. You can be visible on social media. You can have some visibility with your website. But if your website isn't, optimized for the right term, you know, the right terms and the right language that your target market is using to discuss their problem, you're probably, you know, that's probably not going to, you know, come up in search.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, so there's being visible by, you know, being able to be found in search. That's just one way of being visible.
Mm-hmm.
Being on the social media networks that your target market, like for many businesses, you know, everybody thinks, oh, I got to get a Facebook page. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. But for many businesses, especially businesses that are
wait a minute, Jane, we're getting some bad feedback here. Hang on one second.
Sure.
Okay, let's. Yeah, we've got a bad connection right now. But okay, go ahead and let's see if it clears itself.
Okay, so you weren't able to hear me.
Yeah, go ahead. Yep, we can hear
okay.
you now.
Okay. So. Sorry, I just to get back to the train of thought there. Okay, so businesses that are working business to business,
mm-hmm.
for example, really need to be on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have, so being visible on LinkedIn in terms of, you know, making sure that you have contacts who are people that you want to work with or work with people that you want to work with, also getting into groups. LinkedIn mm-hmm. has something called groups where they can, start in engaging in those discussions. They call them discussions. So people are putting questions out there. So finding discussions and questions that really relate to what you do, where you can offer valuable information. So the mindset changes is less about advertising and promoting as it is about, you know, being an expert, providing
mm-hmm.
expertise. And it seems a little bit counterintuitive to think, oh, I got to provide all this information for free. Well, yes, you do until they're ready to realize your value and they begin to trust you. So
mm-hmm.
so that's part of the process of being visible is putting, you know, having enough content out there. So it's being visible online is publishing, is primarily about publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's a, you know, 140 characters on Twitter or articles.
Well, let's talk a little bit about something you said before about identifying keywords. So I want to get into
sure.
publishing content because I know that's important for visibility
yep.
online. But let's talk first about the ID keywords, identifying keywords. Tell us what you mean by that.
Okay. Well. You know, Google, I mean, I think it's easiest to relate to it by thinking about whenever you're going to look for something, you know, you're doing research, the first thing that most people do, you know, some people use Bing and some of the other search engines, but most people open up a Google search page and you type in words that you think will produce the results that you're looking for. So those words that you type in, of course, are your keywords, are the keywords that, so all of your clients, all your prospective clients are searching for something and they're using keywords to, you know, to find that information. So our job as marketers is to, and we're all marketers, by the way, our job as marketers is to kind of, do a mind meld with our target market, or you know, kind of imagine which phrases to begin with. Anyway, which phrases they may be using to search for the, you know, the services that we provide. Sometimes it's you know, something as simple as you know, a attorney in Farmington Hills, or, you know, if they're strictly looking for a particular service. But sometimes those keywords are things like, how do I fix my, I'm getting a little bit of a buzz here now too.
Yeah, me too.
Can you hear that? Yeah.
Just a little bit. I think it went away.
Okay. So, you know, how can I fix my, you know, plumbing in, you know, my bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're looking to solve a problem. So those, so our job is to figure out what phrases people are going to be searching for, that, and then putting those phrases in our content on our website, in articles, you know, in social media posts, so that Google can find them, you know, basically, mm-hmm. and, you know, present them to people when they search for them. So that's the importance of keywords. I think that, you know, people sometimes feel a little intimidated, like, you know, or they don't, and they should be, you know, they think, oh, I know what those words are. And the thing is that you don't always know what, and there may be some phrases that you haven't thought of that are actually, are getting more searches than, you know, the ones that you would ordinarily think of.
Mm-hmm.
So Google, you know, Google is always producing tools that, you know, will help us to do, you know, to reach our customer, because that's mm-hmm. what they want too.
Yeah,
and
it's really about getting in the mind of your customer, isn't
right.
it? To really say, well, what would they put in a search engine
mm-hmm.
in order to find me?
Right. So I always have people start off with maybe 4 or 5 phrases when I'm working
mm-hmm.
with clients. Okay, what do you think that people are putting into, you know, would put in to find a service like yours or a product like yours. And then I take those phrases and we start to do a little bit of research. And it's really easy and free to do that with Google AdWords. So it's google.com/AdWords. There's a keyword research tool inside AdWords. You don't have to buy AdWords. You don't have to even, you know, do anything with the account, but you have to have a Google account in order to access it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So then as you use those keywords, as you know what the keywords are, how does that relate to publishing content, and does it?
Oh, yeah, it totally relates to publishing content. So, you know, once you figure out what, you start off with a set of 4 or 5 phrases that you think are important to your business, then you start creating content one phrase at a time. You don't want to put all of them in every single piece of content. But let's say you have a blog, you want to start writing articles, short articles. You know, blogs don't have to be that long. It could be like 3 paragraphs, you know,
right.
400 or 500 words. So they don't have to be very long. But putting, you know, where you use that keyword and how you format that article has a lot to do with how easily, you know, Google's going to be, you know, able to understand what that what your content is about and connect it with that keyword. So
what would be some tips for people formatting their mm-hmm. their article?
Well, if you're using a WordPress, so, you know, WordPress software, WordPress site to create your blog, that's really helpful, because you always want to put your keyword phrase somewhere in the title of your article. And what WordPress does is it puts that immediately into the URL. So it appends every article in WordPress. It has the name, it has your domain, and then it has a slash, and then the title of your article after. As you know, so forms the URL very nicely for you. So you want to have it in the title, usually in somewhere in the first paragraph of your article or on the page that you're creating, and put a little formatting around it, like making the keywords bold.
Okay, you're cutting out. Okay, you're cutting out again. So all I heard was something about formatting.
Yes. So put a little formatting, like make it bold, make the keyword phrase bold, or italicized, And putting, you're making sure that it appears in like the first paragraph. And the last paragraph is a good, you know, so if, when Google sends its robots to look at your site or wherever you happen to have the article, mm-hmm. it's looking for those formatting tags, as they mm-hmm. call them. That's how it knows it's important.
Now, you have some tips, or do you have any content, you know, places where people can go to create content easily?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's hard sometimes to think about what to write about, you know, how to mm-hmm. create content. So I like to start off with, first of all, kind of inventorying all the topics. So come up with a list of what are the 10 most frequently asked questions for your business. And then come up with another list of 10 that would be questions that your client should be asking, so that you have an opportunity to talk about, you know, what differentiates your business, or how, you know, how to choose somebody who does what you do, so that you have a list of 20 questions. And then just start putting in several bullet points to answer those questions. So like I said, you know, it doesn't have to be a long paper or a white paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a good blog article, it can be, you know, like three points and a opening sentence and a closing sentence. I mean, that's pretty easy. Most people can, you know about your business, so you can do it that way. There's the other thing is that you don't have to write everything original. You know, it doesn't have to be original with you. So another technique, I will read other people's. I'll do research and find other people who are writing about the topics. And mm-hmm. when I find an article that I really like, and I think, oh yeah, I'd like to talk about that, or like I have some thoughts about that myself, I'll clip the article. So I'll use something called Evernote.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little software, desktop software, that you can use to create, you know, to write things in a catalog, that has notebooks and that sort of thing. But what I really love about it is it has the little thing that you can, a little extension for your browser, and it works with any browser, that when you get on a blog article that you really like, you can just clip it. It puts it into your Evernote, and then you can use it as a starting point to write an article. So I'm not suggesting you plagiarize. I'm suggesting that you maybe, you know, take a quote from an article or refer to an article and then write your comments about it. Another way to be visible is to comment on other people's blogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And often, you know, and often you can, they will allow you to put, excuse me, they'll allow you to put your, a link to your website, you know, onto their comments.
Yeah, so, and I think it's in, you know, I've often said if you want people to share yours or comment on your blog, you want to do the mm-hmm. same for others, right?
Yeah.
And you want to be have that cycle of reciprocity going on. And you've also, I think I've heard you talk about Feedly.com. What is that?
I was just about to mention that. So a really great way to kind of collect and aggregate a lot of different blogs at once, so you can quickly kind of read through, yeah, I like that, no, I don't like that, and kind of sort things out, is to use a feed reader, what's called a feed reader. The one I'm liking right now is called Feedly. So it's Feedly.com, Feedly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a web application, website. You have an account, and you you can search through Feedly to find using your keywords. So I've set up my Feedly so that I'm getting blog articles based on the keywords that I'm interested in for myself, but also for clients. And it just feeds, it just, you know, pulls in all these articles and websites and news things that I wouldn't even have.
Okay, I can hear you now. Yeah, we lost you for a second there, Jane.
Yeah, I apologize. It may be, you know, problem of using I'm using Skype to call in, so maybe it's incompatible. So
okay, we hear you now. We hear you now.
Okay. Okay.
Can you hear me now? We can hear you now.
Yeah. I'm sorry you have to do that. I just let me know and I'll repeat what I was saying. So I was talking about how wonderful it is to have all of that information, have Feedly be doing research for me based on my keywords. That's one of the really great features, is you can do a search inside Feedly, you know, or create a feed, if you will, with a keyword phrase. And it brings in different blogs and articles based on that keyword phrase. So it's really kind of a one place that you can go to do all of your research, do your reading online, and not having to spend, you know, hours. It's a great way to systematize your research and content creation.
Oh, music to my ears. So, you know, we talk about, you know, being visible, creating those automatic leads. And so you want to turn that online audience into prospect. So, you know, I think that's where many people do struggle, is, you know, they create this great content, they're getting engaged. Really, what are some of your recommendations for turning that online audience into and getting their information? What are some of those things that you would recommend?
Well, it's imperative to have, like I said, that mechanism for them to give you their contact information. Because, you know, if you just pick up a card at a networking and you put that person on your newsletter, they're probably going to opt out right away. I mean, it's kind of a rude thing to do.
Yeah. And that is really, you know, and I hear this a lot, that people automatically think that once you have a way to stay in touch or you have an easing email, a way of staying in touch, but then they use the system incorrectly. They add people to it. And that's not the whole sort of concept or way of lead generation. You really want, and I know you stress this, is it's about getting their permission, having them opt in. And if you add somebody to your list and they didn't give you their permission, every time they see it, I say it's a source of frustration for them rather than in anticipation of something to look forward to.
Exactly. Permission is really the basis. Because what you're trying to do is to begin a relationship. Mm-hmm. So, you know, by putting someone on a list without their permission, it's kind of like taking them hostage. You know, it's not a great way to. I've never said that before, but.
But that's a great analogy. I think that's a great analogy. It is. It's like holding them hostage.
Them.
Yeah, hijacking them. Right.
Yeah. Right. So you're much more likely to be able to build a relationship. And that's really what lead generation is all about, is building a relationship, building trust, and slowly letting them get to know you and why they should trust you and why they should work with you. See, the biggest problem, I think, is that, there's a couple of things. One is that when people put up a website, you know, and they say, well, nobody's coming to my website. My phone isn't ringing, you know, because they have people coming, even if they have traffic to their website and their phone isn't ringing, they don't understand that most people get to a regular website and they look around and say, oh, that's cool. And, oh, I'm not ready to call yet. So, you know, they click off and they probably aren't going to come back. Mm-hmm. In fact, that happens in about, you know, 99 out of 100 cases that, you know, people say, oh, that's nice. And, you know, they're interested, but there's no call to action, first of all. Mm-hmm. And that's really important in a lead generation. In any way that you're trying to collect leads. So people will put a contact form or contact us for a free estimate. That's a call to action, but it's not specific enough. You know, it's not giving them information. If they have to pick up the phone, or if they don't know what they're getting, it's hard for them to make a decision right then and there. You know, what's at risk if they pick up the phone? You know, are you going to try and sell to me? You know, are you going to put the hard sell on me? So the principles of lead generation are to make it like a no-brainer. Like, yes, this is something I really need and want right now, and all I have to do is give you my, you know, my email address. You know, I'm in.
Yeah.
If they have to do much more than that, they're probably not going to do it. Now, some people will. And I know I've heard you say, Lisa, that 4% of people are ready to buy when they first meet you.
Right.
So what
happens? About you,
or hear about you. So, you know, what do we do about the 96%?
Right. Right.
Well, lead generation is a way to do that.
Is there a way people can start building their database without a lead generation website?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm using a system called Instant Customer, and that provides you with, it actually will provide you with a little web page too, but it will provide you with the phone numbers we were talking about earlier that someone can. So here's something that we've done is to put a outgoing message. That's basically the information that you would have on a lead generation website. It's like, this is what I do, this is what I have to offer. All you have to do is leave me a message with your name and your email address, and I'm going to send it to you right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just leave your message after the beep. So you can make it longer than that. You can, you know, give them more information. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do, but basically it does the same sort of thing as a whole website, and you can put that phone number on the side of a truck. You can put it on, you know, put it up in your, you know, place, you know, those email, the phone number or the number to text in the, in your salon, you know, that, you know, you put it in your place of work. You can put it in an email. You can put this phone number in a lot of different places, and whether somebody is comfortable with texting or not, you can have them call, you know, and subscribe in the same way. So, you know, things have really opened up. You know, you don't have to have a website right away.
Well, when you look at how many people are now doing things not on their computer but on their phone, I mean, mobile, you know, mobile access has gone skyrocketed. And so, you know, going from online to mobile, I think, is you bring up a very valid point there.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is that putting up a website, now you have to start thinking about how are people going to be accessing that website, and is this something that's going to be friendly with a smartphone or a really small screen. Most websites these days, you can see the whole thing on, you know, on a smartphone, but the print is so teeny tiny, you know.
Right.
You know, so having a mobile, you know, more mobile-friendly website, or one that's called, they call it responsive, is really important, because it presents it on a smartphone in a way that's more easy to read. You know, it's more easy to find things.
And I want to make sure that we touch on follow-up, because that is really key to converting a prospect and a really great lead into a client. And I think many people are still stuck in the same old, same old. It has to be done manually by making phone calls, when in reality, it can be done in a very systematic and very automatic way through autoresponders. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, we've just to kind of connect it to what we were talking about before, you know, lead generation, lead capture, website, phone number, you know, whatever, that's all taking that information and putting it into something called an autoresponder. So the autoresponder is the engine, is your follow-up engine. An autoresponder is literally a series of programmed messages that you create, and you tell it how often, you know, your prospect, your subscriber, will receive those messages. So depending on what it is, depending on your market, it could be, you know, every day for a week, or it could be once a week or you know, once a month. You know, you have to figure out, and it's case by case basis in terms of your market, how much is too much and how much is not enough, you know, so they kind of forget you.
Yeah,
so the idea
right.
is to kind of keep in front of them, but also providing them with the information, the valuable information that they were asking for when they came to your website. It's really a mistake that people make. You know, they get them on there, a couple of mistakes.
Oh, wait a minute. You cut out. What were the mistakes they made?
There's two mistakes. You can, you know, either get them on your list and then not send them anything. So when you finally do,
So Jane, you cut out a little bit. We've got some static again. So what you're saying is sometimes people get them on the list and then they don't have a process to follow up. And there's no continuing follow-up system or keep-in-touch system, as I call them, the keep-in-touch system on a regular, consistent basis.
Well, even if you're using an autoresponder, if you don't actually put, you know, some messages in it, I have somebody that I'm working with who I discovered he's got AWeber, which is one of the autoresponder systems that we use.
Right.
So, yeah, he's capturing those names. But there's no messages going out.
Right. Right.
So what's the point?
Right. Well, I tell a really great story, a true story, that someone that I had just met who wanted to be part of my e-zine, and I have several accelerator e-zine autoresponder messages that go out after they've been registered. And one of them simply is, you know, as I promised, I was going to follow up with you, because I say that in the first message of my e-zine for those who sign up for it. And in our conversation, he also said when I met with him, hey, follow up with me in a couple of days. Well, I hadn't yet gotten a chance to call him, but my email message went out on, hey, how you doing, just following up, which was an automatic part of my system. And so he thought I was following up with him, which actually was fine, and it worked in both ways, not only to cultivate the relationship, but also he thought I was following up with him based on our conversation. It actually worked out really nicely. I think that's to your point, is, you know, sometimes people are working way too hard and then you can use the magic of automation to really help them follow up in a way that gives them much more leverage in their business, customer service in their business, and a way of cultivating the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's a mistake on that end. The other mistake that people can make is to send too many messages, you know, like every single day or a couple a day or something like that, or send only promotional type messages. So once they're on their list, you take that as the permission to, you know, constantly say, buy my stuff.
Yeah. You don't want them to all be promotional. I heard a stat one time about it being like an 80-20 rule, that 80% is high content, high value, and about 20% promotional.
Yeah, that's my rule. That's my rule of thumb. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
And any other tips that regarding autoresponders and follow-up, any things that they can do?
Well, yeah, I think that there's a way to not just push information out there, but to create a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of your follow-up as building a relationship, and one way to do that is to ask questions. So we talked about that question. That's one of the, you know, the first follow-ups. As soon as they sign up, they get to the page that asks them a question if you're using a lead generation website. But you can do that also, and you should be doing that in your your autoresponder messages. And I can't tell you how many times I've had people respond, and still, it's still happening every day. An autoresponder will go out with a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you doing with this process, particularly with the More Clients Alliance? And I have an autoresponder with coaching messages that go out for each step. And, you know, it says, you know, how are you doing with this? And have you thought about, you know, I'm not coming up with an exact example, but, and often people will respond, you know, they'll reply to those autoresponder messages with answer, things that they thought about. And then I have the opportunity to, you know, to follow up manually after that. But if you had to, you know, figure out, you know, follow every single person that you've ever met and kind of ask them, you know, those same questions, you know, it's not a surprising that, you know, most of us kind of fall through on doing those things, but the autoresponder can do it for you automatically. You can write them in a way that sounds very personable.
Yeah. Writing a personal email versus writing at someone, right? That sounds more promotional. So now I know you have some resources, Jane, and I want to make sure that people know about what those resources are. So, you know, what are those resources that can help them through the lead generation process?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to just say a little bit more about the More Clients Alliance. Would that be all right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's talk about that, because we have a link right now in the Success Circle under announcements that has a link to the More Clients Alliance. And tell my members a little bit about that.
Sure.
So what would they get in the More Clients Alliance?
Okay. So it's training. So there are over almost 20 hours at this point of tutorials. And so it's training, it's live mentoring. I do a monthly live mentoring call. It's a la carte access to the technical help that you need at a very reduced cost. So, you know, if you run into a, you know, a glitch, or you run into something that you just need a little help with, but you're not, you know, wanting to hire a whole big marketing team, you know, it's really, really works really well. It's a membership program, so it's a site where you would become a member and have your own login. But we basically, the bottom line of it is that we take our members step by step through setting up a lead generation system.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing things like helping you identify your target market. We're honing your marketing messages. We're showing you how to come up with your keywords, you know, the best keywords for you. How to create that offer, you know, what works best for you. So I have like worksheets and of course the step-by-step tutorials through all of these steps. You know, just a lot of tools and things that will, you know, help you to accomplish these tasks.
And what I want to just also point out is I know some of the folks that have gone through the Entrepreneurial Edge System self-study program, or you come to a Wake Up Profitable Intensive and you got the template with the step-by-step for your own lead generation system. You can certainly use that, but you, Jane, absolutely. You go one step further show, you know, the different videos and where to go, and it's definitely more hand-holding than the template that we've provided. So for the people that really need that additional assistance, I just want to make it clear that is what they're going to get when they join your More Clients Alliance.
Absolutely. Well, since you and I created that template together.
Right.
I have to follow that.
Oh, wait a minute. We're getting a little bit more feedback. So let's wait till that dies down a little bit. So again, that's in the Success Circle. There is a link to the More Clients Alliance. So I just want to make sure that people know it's under the announcement section. And go ahead, Jane. I think it cleared up. So what else did you want to say about that?
Yeah, we go through how people to, you know, how to create content. So all of the set, we're using the template that you you know, have given everybody in this Entrepreneurial Edge system, but it's way more in depth, you know, like how do you how do you do this, you know, the various things that are in that template. So we do, you know, we do a lot of handholding. Like I said, there's the live mentoring. So, you know, wherever you are in the process, you know, you get my undivided attention for an hour,
mm-hmm.
a
right.
month. So there's all of that. And, you know, I'm always doing more webinars. We talk about, we're doing more lately about how to, things to do to drive traffic,
mm-hmm.
you know, how to get more of the visibility to get people mm-hmm. to your lead generation system. And we also talk about the tools, you know, the tools that you need to use, you know, how to use WordPress,
mm-hmm.
You know, how to use autoresponder, how to select an autoresponder and how to use an autoresponder. So it's
so
a lifetime.
You also mm-hmm. have something coming up June 15th.
Right. Well, I will be releasing, this is a free trial. So I'm going to let people practice, you know, demonstrate, how this whole texting thing works. But,
mm-hmm.
so starting June 15th, I'm going to offer a free mobile website for your business.
Mm-hmm.
The system is not, so that's for a period of 30 days, and you also get a free 30 days of instant customer, so you can try it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so since it's not quite ready to go yet, if you would be interested in knowing more about that, text your name and your email address, not your phone number, but text your name and your email address to, and I'm going to give a number, so
mm-hmm.
I'll repeat it a couple of times, 734-244-8140. That's 734-244-8140.
Perfect.
Yep.
And that's a free mobile website, lead capture page, 1 month of instant customer, and you're going to give them more information when they text that number.
Right. I mean, they're going to get some information about a lead generation. That's actually goes to a lead generation demo. So
mm-hmm.
We'll, but if they're on that list, I will know to contact them when it's ready for them to sign up for the free mobile website.
Perfect. Now, I just want to go back a little bit on the More Clients Alliance, because I might have interrupted you, but the Success Circle members are kind of special.
Mm-hmm.
So when they sign up for the More Clients Alliance, tell them what's so special about them being a Success Circle member.
Okay, well... a long time ago I decided to offer this program as a lifetime membership for all of the tutorials and the ongoing help, you know, live mentoring for $497. That's the price it is on the website. And that's, you never mm-hmm. get charged again. That's, you know, forever. Mm-hmm. For Success Circle members, it's $100 off that. So it would be $397.
Wow.
For all that content. And you know, having access to, you know, to me, I, you know, answer, that gives you some email access to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
A whole bunch of bonuses that when you go to the website to you know, follow the link, you can see all the bonuses that are included with that. It's approximately $900 worth of bonuses alone. And that includes a 20-minute phone conversation as well to, you know, begin your strategy. So,
you know, what I love most about what you provide, Jane, is the very high content that you do. And, you know, once I think people put in a lead generation system, you know, they're not limited to just one. You can replicate that and put in multiple lead generation systems. And
right.
I think that's, you know, that's a really key point, especially when joining the More Clients Alliance. So, Jane, I want to thank you. I cannot believe we are out of time. And you have
so
provided, I know, and you have provided such amazing content about lead generation. So I want to just let you know that I deeply appreciate you coming on to the Success Circle and just sharing your wisdom and knowledge about lead generation. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. It was really a blast. I so love it when we get together and talk about these things.
I know. It's a lot of fun. And I don't know what that says about us being maybe a little geeky people. But
a little geeky, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it too. So thank you so much. And I want to thank everybody for coming on the Success Circle Business Accelerator call. And until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.